Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. This is your wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome aboard if you're driving around, if you're listening at home, or if you're checking us on podcast. Either way, so glad that you're listening. This is your community wellness mental health radio. And in our, how many years?
You know what? I date everything between my daughter's date of birth. It is pre-Haley. So Haley will be 8 years old next month. So it's pre. We've been doing this before she was born.
And it's always been a pleasure. You know, Yes. It's always been something that I know both of us hold dear in terms of bringing wellness to the community, educating people about very important issues. And this week is no exception. We are joined today by Dr. Maricel Chivas, and she is a local OBGYN, which is like the only initials we're allowed to use on the show because it's finally a title that's so long you can't even like say it. Obstetrics gynecology, right? Are we there? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Almost. Obstetrics and gynecology.
Hey,
good. Obstetrics. Okay, got that right. Welcome aboard. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
We're so glad to have you here. You know, we've had, it's been, I can't even remember. I think the last time we talked about postpartum depression was with Nishmet Dip. It's been maybe 10 years ago.
It has.
So we've never really had anybody here locally, even in our department, to talk about postpartum depression, which is something, it's not as taboo as it used to be, but still, it is, you know, especially in our culture, you know, what is wrong with you?
You're a brand new mom. You should be overjoyed.
Yeah, exactly. But it is, it's real, and that's why we have you here today. So we're honored to have you here in the show.
Well, I'm very glad to be here, and thank you so much because it is a very, very important topic in my practice, and I think it's a nationwide statistics. We see about 10 to 15% of our women, and there's probably more. I think that sometimes some of our patients just don't come back in time to see us and to let us know that they are passing or going through this.
Or they're not. It might be because of shame. You know,
exactly.
What is, you know.
And I think, like you said, cultural.
It's a cultural thing.
Yes.
It is. It's a cultural thing. Especially, I mean, we work with behavior health and mental health. There's a stigma there. You know, it's still the belief, you know what, get over it. You know, move on. It's something, you know, that people just say, you know, it doesn't, you have what, depression or you have anxiety, you know, just get over it and move on. But it is an illness.
It is an illness, and what I'd like to talk about today, of course, is the risk factors. Mm-hmm. I mean, what makes it happen? Because a lot of, like you said, people feel like you should be happy. This is the best time of your life. You've just had a child. How can you be depressed?
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.